Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
EXL is a large data and AI company originally from America. It advises many banks and healthcare providers on how to use the terabytes of data that they collect every month. But increasingly, it's joining the crowd by moving into AI space, and in furtherance of that, has chosen Dublin for a new AI innovation and research hub, creating potentially hundreds of new jobs. It will be announced by the Taunushtein, no less, later today. And in attendance will be the head of international for EXL in Ireland, Rowan McGrath. Good morning, Rowan.
Morning, Joe. Thanks for having me in.
Tell me more about what EXL does.
So EXL is a global data and AI company, as you say, headquartered in New York. It started out in 1999 as a business process outsourcing company. So running complex business processes for insurance companies, healthcare companies, banks, banking and capital market companies. And for the last 20 years or so, we have been investing in building up data analytics and more recently AI capability, both organically and inorganically. So today we are all about how to embed data and AI in the workflow of business processes for our large clients so they can run their operations more efficiently or grow revenue through finding new opportunities in the market.
It sounds like outsourcing, but it's very much not outsourcing. You're basically processing the data that they use, which of course is very sensitive if you're in the healthcare and banking business.
Oh, absolutely. And we have built a business that has been growing very nicely over the last 26 years. In fact, we just announced our Q2 results last month, and we were delighted to be able to announce, 20 consecutive months of earnings growth. But we do that on the back of a very trusted relationship with, large banks, large health insurance companies, for whom, as you say, data is absolutely critically important.
And so, very sensitive.
Very sensitive. So, that's not lost on us when it comes to newer technologies like AI. It's very, very important that organizations tread carefully and ensure that the solutions that are deployed are safe, they are secure, and fundamentally protect, particularly personal data of our clients. So it's very, very important to us and to our clients.
There is a rolling back of regulation in the United States, and yet there isn't here in Europe. I just wonder whether that's going to give the United States a head start over European companies.
Look, hard to say what the medium to long term direction in the US is going to be. We would typically look to the EU in terms of setting the standard from a safety perspective around technologies like AI. So the EU AI Act, for example, provides a lot of sound advice to organizations in how to.
The Americans think there are too many guardrails.
Yeah. Look, fundamentally, this technology has to be safe. It has to add value to clients. Fundamentally, we have to ensure that it is doing that and it is working. And if the technology doesn't work, regardless of the regulatory environment, it's not going to be successful. So for organizations like us, it's very, very important that the solutions that we deliver add real value to our clients. And obviously, we will follow the regulatory environment in that country or territory in which we operate.
Yeah, and the second phase of the EU AI Act is coming into force. I think it came into force last week, requiring a lot more information to be given to regulators and to be published about how you use the data and what sort of sources you use for the data. Is that going to be an issue? Because there will be a huge difference between what is required in Europe and what is required in the States.
I don't think so. I think for organizations like ours, we will generally look to the highest bar and ensure that we can meet that requirement. Because even if you are a US company, if you have clients in the US, consumers in Europe, it's very important that you operate within the standard of that particular region. So I think transparency, observability, the ability to be able to explain how AI algorithms make decisions is very, very important. And that's something that we're particularly focused on. So the models that we build, we will ensure that we have that transparency and observability built into them. So it's very clear as to how decisions have been made. And we make sure that those models, limit bias as much as possible. They are safe, they are secure for the clients. That's fundamentally what, you know, what we do for our clients and what we've been doing successfully for the last 26 years.
EXL is not a small company. It has a presence in many countries around the world. Many of those operations would have bid for this innovation hub, this AI innovation hub that you're opening today in Dublin. What did you offer that impressed New York?
Well, talent, fundamentally, you know, there's a number of reasons. We announced the opening of our headquarters for international business a number of years ago now. And today we are officially opening, as you say, the Tonish will be with us to open our new building down in the Docklands. As part of that, we are inaugurating this AI innovation lab. So we will be employing 60 highly specialist technical roles in the area of data science and data engineering, so that we can, you know, develop leading cutting edge solutions to embed data and AI into the workflow for our clients. So, you know, Ireland has been on the map for EXL for a number of years now. A lot of our business is in the US. The vast majority of our revenues are earned in the US. As I say, we've been growing, you know, very nicely. And we're now looking at significant opportunity in markets outside of the US. So Ireland was an obvious place in which to anchor an international headquarters, so we can exploit the market opportunity, whether that's across Europe, Middle East and Africa, or indeed further afield in Asia Pacific. But the talent, you know, our gateway to Europe as a solid member of the European Union. Mm-hmm. I think the consistency of government policy around, you know, the business supports that are available was very important. And then I think just the broader talent and technology ecosystem that is in Dublin.
And are you getting enough of the AI graduates that you will need?
We hope so. We're embarking on you know, the first of hopefully many projects that will be built out of our Dublin AI Innovation Lab. We've about 40 staff to date. A lot of those are senior roles that form part of our international leadership team. But we have, you know, a number of technical talent on board already. And I think it's fair to say that the quality of the work that that talent produces in Dublin is well regarded by our colleagues across the globe. But we would be hopeful that, you know, there is a growing AI ecosystem in Dublin, whether that's some of the larger firms who've announced similar types of labs to ourselves, or indeed, you know, startups that are building momentum here in Dublin, that AI tech ecosystem. So we'd be reasonably confident that the talent is available. And if we look at the third level sector, we think there's about 40 undergraduate and postgraduate programs in the areas of data science, AI, mm-hmm. data engineering that would be relevant to us across 20 institutions.
And so, the standard of those courses is high enough, is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's as good as any of them. But, you know, I think talent is mobile. We compete, as you say, globally for projects. So I think, you know, we need to ensure that we continue to invest in our university sector to make sure that we can compete globally for that talent and continue to thrive here in Dublin.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck with the launch today. And I know the boss of EXL is coming in for that meeting with the Tánaiste. That's Rowan McGrath, the head of international for EXL here in Ireland, announcing its new AI innovation hub.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.